Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Stop the clocks from chiming, and block the sun from shining, and paint the sky a deeper shade of blue.
Cause my world's over without you.
My world's over.
My world's over without you.
My world's over.
Stop the clocks from chiming.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration told at least six senior FBI officials to retire or be fired and is preparing to investigate more agents who took part in Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations. But ahead of the president's meeting this week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, longtime Democratic politician Rahm Emanuel tells ABC's This Week there are similarities.
He did exactly this, attacking the Justice Department inside Israel. It turned the country inside out. The defense forces warned them your deterrence is going to be degraded. And you had October 7th, the worst killing of Jews since the Holocaust.
Trump says the tariffs are necessary to encourage those countries to do more to stop fentanyl from flowing into the U.S. As the first shots of a trade war have been fired, he's implemented tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China. Tonight, it's the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. Beyonce leads all nominees with 11. There'll be an emphasis on recovery from last month's fires. This is ABC News. The U.S. carried out a military strike in Africa targeting ISIS-affiliated terrorists, says ABC's Lama Hassan.
This is a rare use of American firepower in a country where the U.S. typically uses defensive drone strikes to protect Somali troops against the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab militant group. Now, the president sending a strong message warning ISIS and other groups wanting to attack Americans, telling them, we will find you and we will kill you.
Big cities across the Midwest and the Plains were once dotted with stockyards to move cattle across the country by rail. They've, though, shifted to more rural areas. And now the only remaining big city stockyard is up for sale. It's the Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City, 100 acres on sale for $27 million. Those stockyards process up to 10,000 head of cattle each week. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good afternoon. With the news at noon on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. On Monday, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will tour the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center at UW-Madison and hear how the federal funding she secured in helping combat the fentanyl crisis across Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin secured $2 million for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center, funding that the Trump administration has potentially put in jeopardy as he pushes to cut funding that Wisconsinites rely upon. The American Red Cross is encouraging you to give blood or platelets now to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. Donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed to help save lives. Due to weather and fires, Red Cross blood drive cancellations have grown into the hundreds. Collectively, this has resulted in more than 12,000 uncollected blood and platelet donations in January alone. As winter weather and illnesses continue to plague individuals, this could continue to further strain the blood supply. Additionally, hazardous weather conditions have the potential to make it tougher to move vital blood products across the Red Cross network, possibly affecting deliveries to hospitals in some locations. You have several opportunities to give blood and platelets this week. The first will be Tuesday from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The second will be Wednesday from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. And the third blood drive will be held Thursday from 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. And the fourth and final blood drive this week is Friday from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. You can schedule a time to give by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced on Thursday the online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the 2025-2026 school year opens Monday, February 3rd, and runs through April 30th. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 25-26 school year through the open enrollment program. The application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 6th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free, 888-245-2732, or email openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. The public school open enrollment program is funded by the state general equalization aid transfers between sending and receiving school districts, with the transfer amount calculated on statutory provisions. Resident districts cannot deny a student's open enrollment application for cost reasons. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Angler R3 Grant Program. Funding from the grant program is used to help grow the number of anglers in Wisconsin and expand angling activities. Past recipients have used this grant to support in-depth angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, training for people promoting accessible fishing, and to expand fishing programs at camps for children. children. Community and recreation centers are also good fits for these programs. Programs for adults who never learned how to fish as well as youth programs that go beyond one-day events will also be considered. Grant cycles are for 2 years, and funding will become available to the recipient once a grant agreement is signed by all parties. Approximately 1 year after the application is submitted as a reimbursement grant, only expenses incurred after the grant agreement is signed will be covered. A total of $30,000 is available for projects, with individual grant awards up to $5,000. Application materials are available for download through the DNR's Angler R3 Grant Program webpage. The deadline to submit grant applications is Tuesday, February 18th. Democrats have elected Ken Martin, the party leader in Minnesota, to lead the national party. They're turning to a low-profile Midwestern political operative to coordinate the resistance to Donald Trump's presidency. Martin succeeds Jamie Harrison of South Carolina atop the Democratic National Committee. Harrison didn't seek another term after the 2024 election, when Trump became the first Republican to win the popular vote in two decades and made modest gains with core Democrat constituencies such as African Americans, Latinos, and working class voters. The vote took place Saturday outside the nation's capital. Aurora Healthcare is ending its partnership with Walgreens in Wisconsin. The 8 locations that are opening will close next week, 5 of them in the Milwaukee area. Aurora officials say they're focusing on virtual services instead of in-person operations. Another Thomas School District school was placed on hold after a bullet was found in a restroom on Thursday. Students were held in classrooms while law enforcement investigated any potential threats and searched for weapons at Thoma Middle School. No threat or weapons were found. Last week, Thoma High School had to be placed on a hold after bullets were found in a bathroom there, making it the second time in just 6 days that ammunition was found in a Thoma School District building. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland Center Incorporated as a village first meets February 1st, 1867. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, Chapter 29, under the heading Village Government, in September of 1866, a movement was put forth to secure the incorporation of Richland Center. It was a village that they were desiring under the state statutes, and was so incorporated in October of that same year. The first meeting of the trustees of the newly organized village was first held February 1st, 1867. It took place in the room of D.L. Downs' store. The officers who were present were as follows: D.L. Downs, President; D.E. Pease; G.H. James; C. Wagner; John Fitzgerald; C.H. Smith; and L.D. Gage, all trustees. The organization of the board took place, and after appointed a committee consisting of D.L. Downs, L.D. Gage, and C.H. Smith to draft bylaws and to make a design for the village seal. The first ordinance passed by this august body was one for the prevention and the extinguishment of conflagrations in the village. What are conflagrations? That would be an extensive fire that destroys a great deal of land or property. Preceding this information was the creation of an artesian well in the village. What is an artesian well, you ask? An artesian well is well brings groundwater to the surface without pumping because it's under pressure within a body of rock or sediment known as an aquifer. An aquifer is a body of permeable rock which can contain or transmit groundwater. The village board, as early as 1875, agitated the question of boring an artesian well for the purpose of increasing facilities for extinguishing fires and for the supplying of good water generally. But nothing definite was reached until February of 1876, when a contract was entered into by them with Maurice O'Connor and Daniel Canfield of Varango, Pennsylvania, when they engaged to drill a well on Lot 3 in Block 8. the said well to be tubed into an entire length, which was not to exceed 1,000 feet. And the price agreed upon and put forth in this contract was $3 per foot. These gentlemen at once set to work and soon had a hole in the ground. But when they reached the depth of 744 feet, the drill encountered igneous rock in the form of granite. And knowing that no water veins existed in that matter, that was given up for the time. Water was reached long before that depth had been attained, but no flow. The well now stands with water in it up to a few feet from the surface, and a project on foot put forth is a system of waterworks, having for a base of supply the artesian well, as the supply of water is inexhaustible. One or two things about the attempt made in the county to get a flowing well with that like result. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Richland Center's Death by Chocolate.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday night fish fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Ho-Chunk Nation President John Green Deere issued an executive order waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards. This begins Monday, February 3rd. Melissa Kay has more.
President Green Deere stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Green Deere.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card.
The city of La Crosse is set to take action next week on a new ordinance banning the release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance, a document filed with the city's judicial and administrative committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons, as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that balloons released outdoor end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. A 70-year-old man is unaccounted for after falling through the ice on a Kenosha County lake. Police in Twin Lakes learned a UTV carrying three men broke through the ice on Lake Elizabeth Thursday afternoon. Two of the three on the vehicle made it out of the water safely, while a rescue effort for the other man became a recovery effort by nightfall. Search efforts were ended late Thursday night and resumed Friday morning. The latest water rescue on a frozen southeast Wisconsin lake follows four others last weekend in Racine and Waukesha counties. The Department of Natural Resources urges caution when operating ATVs and UTVs on frozen bodies of water. President Donald Trump is ordering U.S. schools to stop teaching what he views as critical race theory and other material dealing with race and sexuality or risk losing their federal money. A separate plan announced Wednesday calls for aggressive action to fight anti-Semitism on college campuses, promising to prosecute offenders and revoke student visas for international students found to be Hamas sympathizers. Both plans were outlined in executive orders to be signed by Trump on Wednesday. The measures seek to fulfill some of the Republican president's core campaign promises around education, though it's unclear how much power he has to enact those proposals. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp funding. Applications will be accepted through February 14th. Stamp funds are available to nonprofit conservation organizations, tribes, academic institutions, and government units focused on habitat management for wild turkeys, pheasants, and other waterfowl. For turkey and pheasant stamps, funds are also available for outreach, education, and research. The funding for successful applicants will be available during the DNR's 2026-27 fiscal years. For the competitive grant cycle, $500,000 is anticipated to be available for turkey projects, $300,000 for pheasant projects, and $650,000 for waterfowl. Funds are generated from the sale of state wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamps, and a portion of conservation patron license sales. While stamps are required to hunt these species, collectors and nature enthusiasts can also purchase the stamps to help support wildlife habitat across the state. By state law, 60% of pheasant stamps funded are reserved for game farm pheasant production. 33% of waterfowl stamps are reserved for habitat projects in Canada, where a significant proportion of Wisconsin's fall ducks are reared. For eligibility information and criteria, application guidance, funding priorities, and further information, visit the Stamp Grant Opportunities and Application webpage.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Good afternoon. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, February 2nd, 2025. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home today from now until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated.
Survivors of Wilma Rounds include five children, Bernice and David Dombeck, Bernard and Patricia Rounds, Marlene Cornell, Carol Swenson, and John and Lisa Rounds. 18 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren. Siblings, Lena Tainter, Irene Cudney, Alma Schleicher, John Sander, Mary and Francis Walters, James Sanders, and Emily and James Jeglum. Also a sister-in-law, Teresa Sander and Phyllis Sander. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died January 25th. A funeral service will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel with burial in the Prairie Cemetery of Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home Tuesday from 9 o'clock until service time at 11. Survivors of George Blake include his brother, Eddie and Linda Miller of Canada, along with many nieces and nephews. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held February 5th from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th at 1 p.m. at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center. A brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nausau, Minnesota. A brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, along with other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Thomas E. Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died at home on Saturday. Funeral services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had a weather system pass through overnight with some scattered light precipitation. Most of that has now shifted over parts of north and east Wisconsin, moving away from us. And we get to enjoy some unseasonably warm weather today, the wake of the system, although kind of cloudy. Hopefully we'll catch a few peaks of sun this afternoon. The next system dropping in from the northwest later tonight could bring a strip of moderate snow from around central Minnesota into northern and central Wisconsin through tomorrow morning, where up to 4 or 5 inches could fall. We'll be south of that band here, but we could still see some patchy light mixed precipitation, so watch your travel conditions early tomorrow. Could be some slick spots. We are looking at a dry and cool day for Tuesday. Then the next low pressure system will sweep across the area Wednesday afternoon into early Thursday. Could bring us a bit of light snow or mixed precipitation. Behind that, things are looking quiet again going into Friday and Saturday. So here's the forecast for today. Look for cloud cover, possibly mixing with a few breaks of sunshine. High temperature reaching near 46. Southeast wind becoming southwest up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of patchy freezing drizzle or sleet later on. Low temperature 29 degrees. Tomorrow, 30% chance of spotty light wintry mix in the morning. Mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 37. The wind northeast to north at 8 to 15. For Monday night, partly cloudy and cool, low at 15 degrees. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and cool, with highs holding in the mid to upper 20s. For Wednesday, cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered light wintry mix by the afternoon. Low about 18 with a high near 32. For Thursday, light snow showers or wintry mix in the morning, then peaks of sunshine later. Low 23 with a high of 30. And Friday, partly cloudy and chilly, high at 24. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Today's morning low was 26 and our high yesterday was 29. The record high in 2020 was 51. The record low from 1951, it was 40 degrees below zero. Last year we had a high of 35 and a low of 29. Sun will set today at 5:15. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:15. Again, following a morning low of 26, our high yesterday was 29.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Boys high school basketball from last night. It was Cambridge with a 78-62 win over Broadhead. A win for Royal. They defeated Blair Taylor 73-50. Wisconsin Dells, no trouble with Reedsburg, 64-61 in boys basketball action last night. Platteville also a win over Monona Grove, 73-63. Men's basketball from the college scene. Michigan over Rutgers, 66-63. Washington defeated Minnesota, 71-68. It was a win for the Wisconsin Badgers over Northwestern, 75-69, as John Tanjay had 27 points, and the 17th-ranked Badgers beat Northwestern. Down by two, the Badgers went on a 14-3 run just after the halfway point of the second half to take the lead for good. Milwaukee Brewer catcher William Contreras agreed to a one-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A two-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning NL Central champion Brewers includes a team option for 2026,
Contreras is 27. He batted .281, had a .365 on-base percentage with 23 homers last season. Russell Wilson doesn't want to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. The 36-year-old QB is focused on returning to Pittsburgh. Wilson, who was added to the Pro Bowl games as an alternate when Buffalo's Josh Allen was out this week in a pending free agent move after spending 1 year in Pittsburgh. He says, "I've got a lot more ball left in me." Wilson sidestepped several questions about potentially reuniting with former Seattle coach Pete Carroll in Vegas. The Raiders hired the 73-year-old Carroll last month, and speculation quickly followed that Wilson might join him in Vegas, but Wilson insists Pittsburgh is his number one destination.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. WRCO.
What's for dinner here? And we wash it down with a tall cold beer, yeah. You'll never hear me apologize for growing up strong, growing up right, living life by the golden rule. Say yes, ma'am, thank you. Green fields for miles and miles. Ain't nothing but country on the radio dial. I thank the good Lord.
Oh, magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
My girl is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored. Asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pesos. Might be Motel 6, but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Ice is starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey. Amplifier playing all my jams in my Walgreens beach chair, working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some red stripe, but I'm in Decatur, baby, crushing on that. Hey. In my coconut water, party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. My eyes are starting melting, so I'll take another swallow. Singing, hey.
once more I'll let you back in. And just like